Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, 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 click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. Have you ever bitten off more than you can chew and suddenly realize you're drowning in work? Today, we're going to talk about an action plan that you can follow when it may be time to declare a to-do list bankruptcy. As a kid, I was totally charmed by old episodes of I Love Lucy. There's this one classic clip in which she's working in a chocolate factory. Her job is to grab and box the candies as they come down the conveyor. Of course, something goes awry and the candies start flying at her faster than she can manage. Not wanting to seem incapable, she starts popping those candies into her mouth, down her shirt, and hilarity ensues. It's such a perfect metaphor for how we can experience work sometimes. We're high-achieving, ambitious, striving people who want to seem like we can handle all the candy, no matter how fast it comes at us. A colleague of mine recently asked if declaring a to-do list bankruptcy was a thing. I told him I was stealing that pearl for today's episode, because sometimes we all need to give ourselves permission to hit that emergency button on the conveyor of life. Having limits is human. Let's talk about what you can do when you realize yours have been pierced, that your list of projects, goals, tasks, objectives has just overwhelmed you, and you need a minute. First, start by asking for help. Too commonly, we associate asking for help with revealing a personal weakness. But if you watch that Lucy clip, you'll see that the candy is just flying at her at a pace that no human could manage. Chomping those chocolates may be the right choice when the goal is comedy. But had this been a real-life situation, the strategic choice would have been to ask someone to shut down the conveyor so she could just catch her breath and start again. If your to-do or to-achieve list is feeling overwhelming right now, recognize a long list is just a long list. It is not a symbol of your personal failure. Your job is to keep those balls from hitting the floor. Be strong and confident as you raise that red flag. This isn't a moment for, "Ugh, I'm so sorry, but I can't handle everything." Instead, try, "Hey, I'm looking across everything upcoming and I'm taking accountability for ensuring that nothing falls through the cracks. Can we talk about putting a project on pause or getting me an additional resource?" This is a strategic ask. It's not a fail. No shame required or permitted. Next, try making a micro list. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, goes the old aphorism. Our to-do lists tend to be made up of elephants. Look at mine and you'll see things like design that executive offsite, or build that leadership program, or develop marketing collateral for the employee engagement workshop. But each of those items on my list is really comprised of 1,000 smaller, one might even say bite-sized actions. When I find myself in seasons of overwhelm, I always break my big projects into a series of tiny increments. From here, I challenge myself to spot and prioritize the tiniest bits of progress that will move me just forward enough on each one so that nothing falls completely through the cracks. For me, designing an executive offsite begins with identifying their key objectives. Building a leadership program begins with identifying a high-level content summary. And developing marketing collateral starts with identifying my target audience. Objectives, summaries, and target audiences are much more digestible than the elephants. This small shift allows us to make bits of progress on everything. How might this serve your current situation? Do you need to build a quarterly budget? Can you start with just identifying key line items or pulling the raw data? Or maybe you need to craft a patient experience survey. Can you begin with just 2 or 3 patient interviews? Give yourself permission to make a list of tiny steps you can take in a day, and then breathe. Next, keep others in the loop. Feeling touched by overwhelm is okay. Allowing your overwhelm to touch others is not. As you break your to-dos into the tiniest bits and bites, ask yourself what the downstream impacts of any delays will be and get ahead of those. If you're going to be a little late in completing that piece of sales collateral, is there a salesperson who's going to show up to a pitch empty-handed? If so, do not let that salesperson be caught off guard. Offer them the courtesy of a heads up so they can make a contingency plan. I sometimes use a designer to help spiff up my big client presentations. She recently reached out to let me know she was a bit behind on one of our projects. Because she gave me ample warning, I was able to repurpose some of the visual elements from a previous presentation and customize those to suit a current client. I will absolutely continue to work with her because she's human and we all fall behind sometimes. Being thoughtful and accountable about those impacts is what matters most. And finally, do an after-action review. I love cliches. Have you noticed? Here's another one. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. You let yourself take on too much. That's okay, as long as you take the time to learn what might have caused this so you don't fall into the same trap again next time. Once you've got your to-do list back into a reasonable state, set aside some time to really think through what went wrong and what you can do differently next time. We call this an after-action review. I'll often do these with clients who have been in this very situation. And here are some of the insights I've seen them generate over the years. I said yes to everything without checking my calendar first. Next time, before I say yes, I'll consider how much time it will take and I'll book it into my calendar so I'm planning around it. I've heard, I didn't ask enough questions before saying yes. I assumed certain things were already in place, and when I discovered they weren't, it was too late. Next time, I'll ask questions ahead instead of making assumptions. And I've also heard, I took on things that really weren't in my zone of genius. In hindsight, I have colleagues who could have done these things twice as fast. Next time, I'll send these projects their way or at least ask for their help. And there you have it. Next time you're feeling overwhelmed, simply ask for help. Break your to-dos into tiny steps and inform those who may feel the impact. Then once you catch your breath, determine what you learned and how you'll avoid overwhelm next time around. I hope you'll join me next week for another great episode. Until then, you can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out my website at leadabovenoise.com or follow me on the Modern Mentor podcast page on LinkedIn. Thank you so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller, and our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.